Perek Yud Aleph Seif Lamed Zayin. A new melacha, melachas mechatech. The melacha for mechatech is to cut accurate, to cut exact in the midah, in the measurement one needs. If it is measurement big and small, to cut exactly in the measure which one wants, or even if it's not measuring, you want to make it straight. The melacha for mechatech, but if you don't want to cut it in a certain measurement, you just want to cut it in order to have two pieces, you're not chayev mishum mechatech. Mechatech, you have to be cutting for accurate measurement, or you want to make it straight. Chitoch lefi midah, to cut according to measurement. Achoytech kevirei etz, oy chatichas badu, kiyoytz bezeh lefi midah. Person who cuts a piece of wood, or chatichas bad, or a cloth, anything, no difference, even if it's a piece of paper. Lefi midah, if he cuts it according to measurement, chayev mishum malachas mechatach, he's chayev for the malacha, it's a malacha b'fnei atzmo, a new malacha, completely new malacha, called mechatach. If you're not, you don't want dafka this measurement, there's no issa for mechatech if you don't want the measurement. As we said before, not only if you want the measurement, if it is crooked and you want to straighten it out, it is also mechatech. Seif lamed ches, hakoitam. Chidud kisam, to go and sharpen a toothpick. Lamed vav, hakoytam kisam me'anaf et tolush. A person who goes and picks off a branch or a piece of wood, a little bit or a splinter of wood. U'mechadadoy, and he goes and sharpens it. Kedei she'eroi lachtus bo shinov, in order to use it for a toothpick. Ha'ezeh chayim mishum mechatach. He doesn't have to dafka sharpen it, even if he goes and takes off a certain amount in order to go and be able to put between the teeth in the right measurement. Your chayev mishum mechatech, that's the malacha for mechatech, to go and make it into a measurement, to go and cut it. Then sharpen it down to cut it into a certain measurement, or even if it's not in centimeters, if it is in the right amount that should go in between the teeth, Yochayev Mishum Mechatech. Chitoch Neya Lemidas Hapamot. Lamates. To go and cut a candle for putting it inside the candlesticks. Now, a Neh, a candle on Shabbos is not so frequent because you've got a problem from Mukta. Some people say it's Mukta Kelishim Lachtele Issa, some people say it's Mukta Machmas Gufay. No difference to us. Let's speak about Yontav. Yontav, you want to put the candle inside the candlesticks. Neshein Matim Lebeit HaKibur Shabbat Pamot. The candles which are not the right measurement for the candlesticks. Also Lachtoch Mimenu Chaticho Lachimoy Legerdel HaPamot Moshem Issa Mechatech. Melechas Mechatech. You're not allowed to cut the candle. Another should be fitting to go inside the candlestick, because you're cutting it in a certain amount. You're cutting it in the amount in order to be fitting to go into the candlesticks. That you're not allowed to do, because that is the issa for mechatech. In a footnote, he discusses, are you allowed to put it inside the candlesticks, and with the putting inside itself, it'll make it'll take off a bit of the candle at the bottom in order to be fitting and to go into the candle stick itself. That means you're not cutting it with your hands. You're putting it inside the candlesticks, and with putting inside the candlesticks, it will itself come into the right measurement and take off the extra part of the candle, because if the candlestick's a bit sharpened on the side, it'll from itself go and cut it. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, he wants to say it's still allowed to be done. Because you're not doing mechatech, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, you are doing it klacha yad. You're doing it with a shinoi, and that's not really what you want to do. You're not interested now to cutting it. You're interested in putting it inside the candlesticks. Therefore, if Shlomo Zalman is a big chiddush, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos.